Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, family. I'm your host, Marcus, or Tank, and my co-host, Angel Akita Moore Tanksley.
Hey, how y'all doing? You did such a good job of introducing me. It's Angel of That Chick Angel TV. Glad y'all could tune in.
Yeah, so this week, family, first of all, like, subscribe, share. You can catch this on SoundCloud and iTunes, and also you can watch the video recording of it on That Chick Angel TV. And what is it? Is this going to cause an argument? You don't use the hashtag.
Well, yes. You can use the hashtag if you want to ever suggest a topic, or if you just want to talk to us and it's related to the podcast. The hashtag is ITGTCAA. Is this going to cause an argument? Basically, and you can put that on Twitter. I'm at Angel the Actress on Twitter, or you can put it on the YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, or wherever else you find us. Just use the hashtag. We'll know. You're talking about the podcast.
Absolutely. So, this week, we are going to be talking about natural hair and give our opinions on it, since that's been so much requested from a lot of people. And for some reason, a lot of people have been asking my opinion on natural hair.
Of course, because they know my opinion. I wear it. I wear it on my head on a regular basis. So I guess they're assuming she likes her natural hair since I'm wearing it.
Yeah,
so.
Does he?
Yeah, so how much do you know about natural hair, babe?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
What do you mean how much I know about it?
How much do you feel like you are educated on natural hair on black women?
It's such a broad.
Yeah, and how much of that broad subject
I think I know, like, quite a bit.
You do?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and spit?
I could be wrong. I mean, I don't know nothing about taking care of it now, but.
What do you feel like you know about natural hair?
I don't know what I mean.
You made the statement that you feel like you know quite a bit, so I want to know
because it's hair. So how can you not know a lot about it?
Because.
When your hair is natural, you're not putting chemicals in it to straighten it or alter it. You're letting it grow naturally. You got to keep it moisturized.
Moist.
Yeah, keep it moist. Your juices and berries in it. Yeah.
That's the answer.
I said, I don't know which I know you go, you make sure it's taken care of, because I know a lot of women, here's what I've come to believe or come to realize is, a lot of black women don't know how to wear their hair natural because that's not what they were taught to do. Women, you know, when I was coming up, everybody was getting perms, trying to make their hair look like something that it ain't. And, you know, a lot of people believe, oh, you have to go through all this strenuous activity, get your hair straight and get it straight. Or if you want to wear it curly, wear it curly and not natural, where, you know, if you want to go the natural route, you got to cut a lot of that stuff out and put more natural products in it.
Okay, that's a nice little tidbit that you know. It's a little tidbit, but it's you know something.
I know something. You ain't got to tell me.
Well, no, you made it seem like, and then.
I mean, if I grew mine out, which I might end up doing too. What, you don't think I'd grow my hair out?
I think you would, but I don't think you will.
Is that a challenge?
No, actually, it's not.
Okay. All right, I'm just saying. I'll grow it out in spite. Hair be longer than yours.
I know you would grow it out in spite. You're foolish. So I don't know when the movement for black women to go back to wearing their hair natural started. I started wearing my hair natural, or experimenting with wearing my hair natural, in college. So it took me that long from the time my mother. What age do you think most women ended up getting a relaxer? So women who are my age growing up, when do you think their mother or their hairstylist put their first relaxer in?
Probably when they was 12 or something, if not younger than that.
Yes, but say 12 is if you're lucky. I know some girls who in elementary school, because most girls who are 12 are in middle school, who in elementary school, they had to get the creamy crack put in their head.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it was what was common, what was known, what was considered, you know, good hair. And you know what? I will say this is that I feel like because women didn't know how to, I guess, take care of natural hair, mm-hmm. sometimes taking care of processed hair is easier.
Oh, because yeah, the harsh chemical has been put on it, so now all you got to do is pull it back or
tie it up.
Oh, let me scoot closer. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been working out and everything's still flowing. I'm gonna grab a rag because I'm over here sweating just right here. I'm just gonna grab this.
Okay, you could have just did it.
Pause it. Sorry, I know. My bad.
So I remember, just you know, putting oil in my hair, tying it down, and knowing that typically my hair would continue to grow if I got my ends trimmed. Where when I started growing my hair out natural, my hair was snapping and breaking left and right. But that was because I didn't know what I was doing. But I was saying, I'm trying to figure out I feel like this movement got larger and larger and bigger where I know at least in California, it is few and far between that I find a chick that has a relaxer in their hair. Now, granted, we have the type of weather to make it easier.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't think it's few and far between where you find that. Now, I think it's the type of women you're hanging around. Because I know a lot of, I ain't going to say a lot. Yeah, I'm going to say a lot. The LA chicks that I know, some of them are still getting that, the you know, Indonesian hair down they back butts and
who you talking about? Who you know that I don't know?
I'm saying people through people.
Oh,
I'll show you later.
Okay, because I'm like the chicks you know. Who you yeah, know? Man. We know the same people.
You think we know the same people?
But even with that, okay. So let's decide this.
Okay, girl used to in the building that I had in Santa Monica, her family, her and her whole crew, all of them get that stuff, and like you know, there's the thought mentality, I guess.
But see, I don't necessarily consider that not having natural hair. When you say it's not processed, that means I have not done anything to the natural hair on my head. Just because I have a weave does not mean that my hair is not natural.
I bet it ain't. Yeah. Well, I don't think they know if it's natural or not because they never see it.
I mean, that a lot of times it is. Like, you know.
Right. Well, they ain't proud of it. Maybe that's my beef with it.
You think they, because they're wearing a weave, they're not proud of it? You know what? I just recently did a documentary called Defining Beauty. It's on Verizon app, Go 90. I did it with Shameless Maya, Taryn Guy, Bianca Alexa, and my soror Nick Sagat. They're all YouTubers, all beauty YouTubers. And I remember in Taryn Guys, who was from New York, they were like grabbing sound bites from different people on the streets of New York. And this black man was like, he was telling her how much he loved her hair. Her hair is huge. It's beautiful. He was like, yeah, because I'm tired of seeing these women wearing these weaves and stuff. And she was like, oh, you're tired. She's like, and why are you tired? And he didn't catch the sarcasm in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like black women have so much opinion thrown at them about their hair from black men. Not just black men. I think also from people outside of their race, that it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, you take on the assumption, and you could be right. I'm not saying that you aren't, but you take on the assumption that because these girls are wearing weaves that they potentially are not proud of their own hair. You know, I used to wear weaves like nobody's business and miss them, love them, would get it again. But I loved my own hair. It was just easier for me to take care of the weave.
No, now I'm not saying just wearing a weave. I'm talking about when it's touching your damn near the back of your knee.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That stuff is fun.
All right.
I consider it fun. I do. I understand it. I get it. I don't wear my hair like that now because I am enjoying knowing how to do my own hair. And that took years to figure out. And but I'm going to tell you what, my glorious weave days, if I had the cash, I would have probably got longer hair. But it gets expensive after a
while. Angel knows I can't stand when she got in a weave.
Yeah, he hated
it. I wouldn't say nothing, but don't expect no compliment from me.
You complimented me a couple times when you couldn't tell.
Yeah, when I can't tell, which it takes that top dollar, I guess.
No.
Because it looks like, it's when your hair was long, because Angel has, like, when she straightens it, it is long and beautiful, but it's big and beautiful now, but when it's long and not, like, because Angel likes the, yeah, I'm not putting in weave so you can't tell. I want you to know that this is weave and it looks good.
I
and
love she'll get it.
Bit like she looked like a lion walking down the street with this huge big weave long. I'm like, no.
I love hair. I love, as I said in the documentary, I love my hair. I love other people's hair. I love fake hair. I just enjoy
I love it enough to where I wear it.
Yeah.
Somebody else's hair.
I do. And I feel like that's a part of, that's in my heritage. You know, Egyptians, they were wearing wigs and weaves. You know, that goes way back. We started that stuff. They were colored wigs. Like, that hood rat mentality where you got magenta hair in, that's something in your bones. That's the way I see it. Like, we've always been very creative with our hair. But back onto the topic of natural hair, I feel like California in particular, because it's at least in Los Angeles, because of where we are and it being a little drier, it makes it easier to wear your hair natural. But you know what? Now you don't have to wear it. Now it's actually better because it's not just wearing your hair natural, because it was like a movement to not process your hair, but you were still straightening it with like a flat iron or a pressing comb.
Heat or something, yeah.
But now women are wearing it just straight up, curly, curly, curly. And I feel like with that movement, black men have started to slowly come on board, because I feel like white men have been all about it.
Yeah, the white dude's like, look, if I go for a black chick, I'm gonna get a black chick.
Yes.
I don't want no type of filter, like, no type of additive. I want all black. So they're like, yeah, they'll go for that chick with the fro.
Again, they're like, I want to be proud of you. I want to be proud of all of your features.
Where I feel like, you know, some of the black dudes out influenced by music videos, and they going to Brazil, shoot all these videos. So that's the type of chick they want now. Or they heard to look like that.
Did you ever have a preference towards that? Do you think you had a preference towards, especially I felt like growing up in Kentucky, black dudes had a preference to girls who had the hair like somebody that might be biracial, that there's a parent that is not black. They're either white, Latino or something. And because the curls are typically looser and bigger, and you know, they can do the wet. They can just wash their hair and wet it and continue about their day. Did you ever go through that phase?
No, with me, I didn't pay it. The hair wasn't the top of the list. It was like, is she cute? What's her body look like? And everything else will follow suit. Like,
really?
I ain't never had I got to get. You know, she got to have this type of hair. And that, no, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that was a big thing. And like,
leg, thighs, and lips. That's all me right there.
Leg, thighs, and lips. The leg and thighs, sorry. The same thing.
Well, I meant thighs, ass, and lips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I know a natural hairdo this man does not co-sign on, because I almost got it. And he was like, Nah, tell him what it is, babe. What natural hairdo did you not want me to get?
The little mini fro?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. No, we don't do no little mini fros. It was like she's in the process of growing her hair out. So she's like, you know what? F it. Just let me just wear it. Let it do what it do. I can't do. I ain't knock women to do it. No, not on her. not on nobody I'm with.
I'm never. Not I don't know. I just...
Few and far between, I've seen that little small mini fro actually work for where I, you know, actually like it. Not to say, you know, if it's beautiful, it's beautiful. If you like it, love it. Don't just like it. But me personally, I'm just like, nah, I don't know about the mini fro.
Yeah, he was like, I had, when I was pregnant with the twins, I was growing out my relaxed hair. So I have gone back and forth from natural to relaxed. And one of the last times that I was natural before this, I had cut my hair really short. I've never had short hair, so I was like, let's try short hair.
I encouraged it.
Yeah, he did. He encouraged it. I think he just wanted to see me out of a weave. And it looked great.
It was beautiful.
When it was flat iron, it looked great. And then when I washed it, I was just, I was so devastated. I was not happy with it.
Called me at work. She sent me a picture and called me at work, and we was both just sitting on the phone depressed.
It just did not look good. It was really short.
It was
short.
A mini fro.
It was like a tapered all around the sides and then longer up top.
It was almost like a Theo's mullet from the Cosby show.
It wasn't that, but it looked bad, in my opinion. So I ended up relaxing my hair, because whenever I get a relaxer, it doesn't make my hair bone straight. It actually just makes the curls bigger or makes my hair wavy. So when the twins were getting ready to be born, and, you know, I'm very pregnant, I had grown out enough of my natural again that I had way more hair than what I did when I first got it cut. So we cut off all the processed hair. And I started this journey that I'm on now, where my hair has been pretty much heat free. I've blown it dry twice. So y'all saw the videos where I did my first blowout. That was my second blowout. But this, I've never experienced this type of natural hair that's on my head, like where the front of my hair is curly. Because before, the longest, because I was pressing my hair so much, the front of my hair was so straight. Where the back stayed curly, but the front was like on some Michael Jackson lazy curls, lazy waves. It looked so bad. The difference was so just, you couldn't wear it. So this is a completely different place for me. And I love my hair. Like, now that I know how to take care of it, I feel so good about my hair. Now, he still has very strong opinions of how he likes for me to wear it. I don't think men really realize how much pressure you all, and maybe it's just you.
My preference is very simple. It's but just it's, whether you feel it, like doing it or not.
It's not so much about just you having a preference. It's about how adamantly you vocalize it that makes it just like, yeah, okay. Like, like, I know.
I just like things pulled away from your face.
I know,
like,
but
whether it's a hat, your hair, or anything, just like, get it away from your face so I can see your pretty face.
I mean, as sweet as that sentiment is, I like to be able to just feel good wearing my hair however the hell.
Then, damn it, don't ask no more.
I don't. You love to freely get it. I don't realize.
Be just saying it.
Oh, wow.
Not lately.
Not here lately. Not here lately, but you have to understand where I've come from with you.
Well, consider it an improvement and appreciate it.
And, like, you know, this is what you do now. I'll be getting dressed. You really gonna swallow in the mic again?
Man, just shut up and talk.
I'm trying.
If you just continue to talk,
just shut up and talk.
I just swallowed that.
That's what you get. Shut up and talk. That don't make no sense.
We're talking about me and talking about the podcast.
I'm trying to, but I hear that alligator in your throat chomping. Anyway, I'll be like getting ready, and I'll have my makeup and everything done, and I'll be like, "How do I look?" And he'll be like, "You look cute. Let me see something real quick." And go and put his big massive hands in my hair. See, Lee, see this? Yeah, now that's cute. You look all exotic. Yeah, yeah. Look at that face. That's what you say.
I don't say change it.
You don't have to say change it, Marcus.
But you ain't dressing up for me. You just going somewhere. You hanging out with the girls, so you say.
Well, I'm probably hanging out with the girls that you know that wear the weaves and stuff all the way down the butts that I don't know.
You better go let it out and let it down.
Let it out. Let it down. I remember when me and Marcus were going to, this is back when we were dating. This is when you still lived on Waldo Way. So this is at the beginning
Waldo Way
of our relationship of being officially boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, "How you want me to wear my hair?" And he was like, "Oh, you could wear it in a big pretty fro." So I was like, "Okay, cool." So I, you know, picked it out. And that was when, like I said, my front of my hair was still kind of straight. So I would like have to wear a headband on the front. So it was a big pretty fro. We were going to a wedding. And then the next day I was doing my hair. He was like, "You should wear your hair down today." I was like, "What do you mean wear my hair down?" Because I'm, you know, my hair is in a natural state at this time. He's like, "You know, down." What he was trying to say.
Yeah, I know nothing about no hair.
Was he wanted me to press my hair after I had just wet it to wear it in a fro. I said, "Oh, this man had lost his ever-loving mind. I should have known from that point."
That fro was dope. Only problem with that fro, when your hair was that big, is Angel wouldn't
pick it out.
Yeah, she wouldn't pick it out, so it would just fall into any shape. And from her riding in cars, the back of it was always flat. So it's like,
I couldn't see it when I was getting out. So all you had
I would tell you, like, tease the back. But it's funny, it'd be in the same shape as the headrest, though.
Yeah, my fro was huge then. But it was a picked out fro, which I have only wore a picked out fro like 3 or 4 times since this round of being natural, because I don't like to hear my hair snapping like it. I'd be like,
You want me to do it while you sleep?
You want me to slap you while I'm asleep?
That's you ain't going to wake up.
Yeah,
if
right.
If you do, you just wake up singing some song or talking.
Okay, so let me educate you real quick on
educate me.
Natural hair. So, you know Oprah. You know your friend Oprah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Winfrey. Her hairstylist, Andre, he created this this system for girls to be able to figure out what type of hair they have, because obviously all of our hair is different. Like, my hair to Brisha's hair to Denora's hair to Nina's hair is completely different, as you already know.
Yeah.
So
everybody got different hair, yeah.
So he came up with these 4 different categories. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So,
yeah. Look
how
at
convenient
it.
Is that?
Look, he's a genius. And within each of those categories is a letter. Or not a letter, 3 letters. A, B, C. So there's 1A, 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 1B, 1C,
1D.
Is there a D? I don't think
there's
a D.
Oh, you said 3 or 4?
3.
Oh, 3, okay.
I think there's only 3. So in the 1s, you get more straight hair, maybe with a little wave. In mm-hmm. the 2, you get a bigger curl. The 3, a tighter curl. And the 4 is the coils.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, I have curls, absolute curls. So I'm like at the tail end of the 3s. So it's like a 3C. And then I have like some tighter areas, so that would be the 4A, so the beginning of the 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why, and not to say that his system is the end all begin all of how to judge your hair, but it helps in figuring out what products to use, because somebody with, you know, just wavy hair wouldn't use the same products as me who has tighter curls.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like his creating that system revolutionized in some ways how women knew how to take care of their hair. Because if you know, have a girlfriend who is like biracial and has those big curls, and you have my hair and I'm trying to use the products that she uses, I'm not going to get the same results that she gets. It's just going to look a mess.
Like if I had a girlfriend before you and then you just came over and decided to wash your hair. That's how you made it sound.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't use Deborah's stuff.
Using your girlfriend's stuff, I'm going to be trying to figure out why is it in the house.
Because I forgot to throw it out.
That's all right. I'll help you get it thrown out. So, like, even with my best friend Nina, she is like a 4B. Like her, she's like a 4A, 4B. And like I had to take the journey, because I feel like there's no, we had a whole bunch of hair products here, because it's taken me a while to figure out what I like. And I'm always trying to discover if there's something else that I like. But I feel like there's no shortcut to finding what product works.
So much hair stuff.
I do.
It's all in the bathroom.
In the twins.
Like, can we
look.
Throw some of this stuff away?
And I've donated a lot of stuff to women's shelters, but then I still have a lot of stuff that I keep. But, like, it took me a few months to figure out what definitely always works in my hair. And then when my best friend Nina, who was actually natural when we were in high school, but she was always getting her hair pressed, she then went to locks, and then she went from locks to wearing her hair, like, in a curly fro. She didn't know what products to use in her hair. And this, she does natural hair. Like, that's one of her side gigs. She braids, she locks. And then she got so discouraged, and I was like, I have to tell you, there's no shortcut to finding what products work in your hair. So I was giving her all the products that I use, and it was turning out horrible in her head, because her hair is nothing like my hair. So with that being said, and we have multiple textures. Do you have multiple textures in your hair when you have hair? Yeah.
No, now that I've shaved it all off, I know exactly where they're at.
Oh,
like the front right here, the front top is the most coarse.
Oh, for you, it's the most
Yeah,
close?
Right up here in front. And then everything else, the sides and the back are like more straight. And then it's curly, like around. I have like, I don't know, it's not as big as curls they used to be. But I used to have like really big curls when I was a kid.
Yeah, when
like,
I see his
all my
baby
cousins
pictures.
Picked on me because they was like, curly hair. Like, you know, didn't nobody in my family have hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've gotten a little tighter, but it still curls up. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, what is this right here? Like, that don't act like everything else.
My coarse hair is in the crown of my head, and then it's looser up here, looser and less dense, and then it's curly but like more tame in the back, which Yeah, just all these goddamn textures in your head. You just trying to figure stuff out.
Textures and directions. That's why I realized, like, when I now that I cut it off, I don't think I could ever take a razor to my head because it's too many, goes in too many directions. Mm-hmm. And somewhere I'm going to be going the wrong direction is going to bump up or something.
Do you think your sister would ever go natural?
No. No, I don't. No, she wouldn't.
She wears.
She won't even grow her hair out.
She has a couple of times, but then she keeps shaving it off.
She's doing this. I ain't going to get on it.
His sister has it like tapered on the sides and in the back and then long in the front. Would you feel any type of way if I went back to a relaxer?
I think I won't feel it. I wouldn't feel a certain way, but I would want you to go natural again.
Well, oh, why? Tell me.
I just like it.
You do?
It's dope. Yeah. Like it. I noticed, I was reading an article. It was talking about black people and their hair and recognizing who they are. And it was talking about, it had pictures for every decade leading up to the current decade, like back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, how black people's hair throughout that 20s, 30s, 40s, 50, 40 years, it started off real extremely permed, and the men were getting perms, the women were getting perms, and the women were wearing like the big straight hair, you know, like the frizzes and everything. And how it gradually throughout the years up until current, it went back to the way, like the natural look for black people, and not perming their hair and straightening it out, trying to basically, they were looking, doing their hair like white people, like men, black dudes are doing their hair like white dudes, like with the big waves and all that type of stuff. And it was just interesting seeing that gradual shift to the 70s, you know, during the 60s and 70s, you had the huge movement because of so much racial tension as far as the Black Panther. Well, it was always racial tension, but then it was that movement. So you had the Black Panthers that came out and everybody was wearing froze and everything. Then it kind of faded back out and then it came back. Now it's back like really strong. And it's been like there for like the past 30 or 40 years where it's been, you know, black people have been more and more natural wearing their hair that way.
I wouldn't say 30, 40.
Well,
I
would 20, say, 30.
I would say 7.
No.
Of people wearing their hair more natural. The 80s? Men? The 80s was definitely creamy crack time.
That was women, for women. Men. Yes. Men, however.
Yeah, for men, yes.
For men, like the boxes and the you know, bald or froze. No, women, women have, because like you said, there's more to it. Yeah. You know, with men, we just make a decision. But like, you to compare the average, you know, black man over the past 20 years to a black man, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, you know.
Absolutely.
It was a completely different, but it's also interesting to see how culturally diverse America is not when it comes to, you know, black people's hair, because you have, you know, kids getting suspended from school, you know, they're in private school or whatever type of school they might be in for wearing their hair in dreadlocks, or, you know, people wearing afros, and like, you know, certain systems have a problem with them. Like, that's a natural way to wear your hair. Why, you know, white men don't have to keep their hair at a certain length to, you know, to fit in or to be accepted.
Right.
In certain institutions and everything.
I think it's definitely something that if you're not used to, especially out, it's not just people of other races, it's out within our own race.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I said America, like itself.
Yeah. But, you know, I just, obviously, most of the people watching this podcast have heard the song. NDRE has a song, I Am Not My Hair. And that's really where I'm at with my hair right now. Even though I love it in its 100% natural state with just a couple of highlights for color, I don't want my hair to define me to the fact that if I did have a relaxer, someone was thinking, oh, she just doesn't love herself or love her hair. I think the most beautiful thing about being a black woman and being of African descent, about 75% of me is that my hair is so diverse, like more than any other culture. Like, I can wear it in a way that's like extremely curly in its natural state. I can mimic other people's hair by, you know, pressing it or doing something to it, processing it somehow. I can add hair to it. I can get it braided. You know, I love the fact that we have so much versatility. And while I also love that we're embracing our own curls, because I do feel like you should be able to, and I know it's not for, people say it's not for everybody, you should be able to look at your own hair in its natural state and be okay with it. Yeah. But I also don't feel like you have to be married to it and have to wear it that way in order for you, people to genuinely believe that you love yourself and you love, you know, what God gave you. I feel like that's a huge pressure. And I think with the movement of the natural hair, of women wearing natural hair, I feel like there is pressure for women who have relaxers to just give it up. Now, if you want to wear a relaxer, that's all right. But I hope in my heart of hearts that if you didn't have a relaxer, you'd still be okay with your hair and that you would know how to take care of yeah. your own hair.
That makes sense. I agree.
But I do. I just feel like there's so much pressure. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like this is like an outfit to me. My hair is like an outfit. And I don't, there, if I wasn't wearing that, you know, dashikis every day, which I don't, people wouldn't be like, oh, see, you don't love
your outfit. Well, you always have the extremes of both sides, you know, like.
Yeah, no, for real. Because I know people with relaxers that are more down for the cause of moving the African diaspora forward and equality around the country that have relaxers. And I know folk that got locks that ain't doing crap.
Yeah.
But maybe selling crack.
That's same thing. Yeah. Well, I told you, same thing with religion. You got the devout, sanctified people, and then you got atheists doing more good than they are.
So, yeah, I just, I feel like it can be an extension of our insides, but it does not always have to be like that. It does not equate to the same thing. So if we had a little girl and she wanted to get a relaxer, at what age would you let her have one?
She have to do it herself when she's old enough to at least old enough to drive.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why are you so adamant about it?
Oh, just this stuff's so hard on your hair.
It's hard on your scalp too.
Yeah, it's hard on your skin and your scalp and everything. I wouldn't let her do it. She have to be in at least high school.
Mm-hmm.
At least high school. Like, I ain't talking about freshman year either.
Right, right. All the way into it. All the way into it. I don't know if...
You know, go ahead.
We're not in Kentucky anymore. So I don't know what the hair culture is there. I know, like, a lot of my people that I went to college with, a lot of them have gone natural. But I do also know, like, your sister and other people that are just like, no, won't be doing it. I remember I slowly convinced the rest of my family to go natural. I got my nieces hooked, and then their mothers came along for the ride. Then my other nieces, like, and it wasn't so much me being like, you're wrong, you shouldn't be wearing your hair that way, but...
No, they just saw what you were doing.
And I just wanted them to see, yo, we haven't really discovered what our hair can do.
Yeah, because our parents came from that era where, no, you straighten your hair and you make it look like you're trying to fit in.
Yeah. Oh, my mother, my mother went, she was in the Black is Beautiful, so she was wearing Afro wigs. But then, you know, the 80s came and we were... fried it, dyed it, making it big, all that good stuff. But I appreciate that you appreciate my natural hair. It does make my, because I know people like my sister Melissa, who I don't feel like my brother-in-law Danny has a preference for her hair to be flat iron and curled. So she doesn't feel as... And she also doesn't feel comfortable with her own curls yet.
I was going to say, apparently she don't feel comfortable. Because I can see her be like, well, you going to deal with this for the next 6 months.
No, Melissa is really not that chick. She's not that chick.
I can see that. She's a little emotional, y'all. That's my seal.
We love you, Melissa. She said we can mention her every other podcast. So this is the other one.
That's my seal, y'all.
Sister-in-law. But I'm determined to get her to eventually check out her own curls and to see what they can do. Because, you know, I feel like if it's done nicely, if it's, you know, it's beautiful regardless. You can't really knock it. Yeah. But I think we're going to have to wait until she becomes a judge first. And then once she gets appointed, then we're going to do whatever we want.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, well, after she gets elected to office.
Yeah, she'll be like, y'all don't know what's setting
here. Hey, it's a coming out. All right, guys. Do you want to close us out? Or you want me to do it?
No, you go ahead and close. You got all the credentials, you know.
Look, you got credentials. Ain't he been doing a good job, y'all? Y'all saw that last Tank Talks that he did with Madison. He did such a good job. You really, really did. Like,
thank you.
you know, I'll give
it's easier
you
when there's somebody there.
It is. I can
you
tell.
Know, yeah, it's a lot easier when you got somebody to react to other than just standing there. And
but it's not just your reactions that were good. You were a lot more in your own skin. Sometimes you sound a little bit like a robot when you start stuff. It wasn't the case with Madison. You
hey, just, look. What? Okay. All right.
So you guys make sure you check out Tank Talks again this Saturday. I don't know what he's doing. He honestly has not recorded this.
I ain't recorded
yet.
It yet.
But he's going to record something else with Madison. I have another Mommy Confessions coming up this Thursday. And next Thursday, you didn't even realize this, we're going to be doing a special Mommy Confessions, but it'll be the Father Edition with you to heads
you don't
up
want
fathers.
Me confessing no fatherhood.
Yes. Look, I need to know what you've been doing to my kids
like,
when I ain't paying attention.
That, yeah. Why? What's wrong with you? I don't know.
So we have Mommy Confessions on Thursday, then another family vlog on Friday. And y'all know the rest of the schedule. 6 days a week, y'all. Check out That Chick Angel. If you haven't already, please subscribe. Again, you can find this podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. If you're watching this, I will put the links in the description box. So it'll be right there for you to either get it on iTunes
right
or
there.
SoundCloud.
See you.
Boom. Bam. Right there. Ooh, I hit the mic. So you can just subscribe and it'll alert you every time we upload something. Check out Marcus on Periscope at 2782 Big Marcus. You can also check me out on Periscope at That Chick Angel, on Twitter at Angel the Actress, Instagram at Angel the Actress, on Snapchat my display name is That Chick Angel, but my username, which I think is crazy, is Angel the Actress. I think that's all of my social media. Yeah, I think that's it.
It ain't. Something else will come up.
Probably.
And as always, I ain't gonna say it.
And please, use the hashtag.
Hashtag.
Yeah, I know. I did screw that up. Use the hashtag ITGTCAA. And we want to do another, you know, you want to do another question one?
Yeah, we do another question
one. Yeah, we want to do another question one. That's the one that we'll do inebriated.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. who requested that? Why Angel's been on me like, oh, we should have did the inebriated podcast.
Well, because you tried to pick on me because I had a glass of wine or like
I wasn't
a sip
on
of
you.
Wine.
I was just pointing out that you didn't have no sip.
I had a sip
you had
of
a
wine.
Bottles of wine.
No, I didn't.
You acted like you did.
I'm an actress. somebody said, oh, I would love to see Tank Talks under the influence, and
that's too much editing.
Yeah, game. No, that. You can do it. You'll probably be on your P's and Q's then.
I had one. I had to delete that video. The one after the event at work, and I was talking to the camera.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't use that.
It sounded like it was golf balls or something on my mouth. Like, hey, let him say
something.
Yeah, over here.
All right, guys. Thank you so much again. We're so blessed to have you in our lives. You are our family.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to talking to y'all again. So y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.